USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Hurricane Ida continues across the Gulf of Mexico Saturday morning. The National Hurricane Center's latest update is Ida in the southeastern Gulf with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall in the northern Gulf Coast late Sunday, early Monday. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. The U.S. launching a deadly airstrike against ISIS-K. A CENTCOM spokesman announcing Friday an ISIS-K planner killed in the unmanned attack. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears is skeptical these over-the-horizon capabilities can continue once we leave Afghanistan.
We have nothing that's nearby in Afghanistan that can get there. So coming back and that we're going to hit them is a very difficult prospect. I don't know how you're going to find them or what you're going to do. It's going to be very hard.
Sears talking to CBS News Friday before the airstrike. Meanwhile, family members ID 8 of the 13 victims in Thursday's suicide attack, 4 of them just 20 years old, the oldest victim 31. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pediatric COVID cases rising across the country. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Friday with advice for keeping children COVID-free.
It's human nature to protect our children above all else. And the best way to protect them is to get everyone who is eligible vaccinated and surround children who are not yet vaccine eligible with people who are vaccinated to effectively shield them from COVID harm.
The American Association of Pediatrics reporting recently that the number of kids getting COVID quadrupled between July 22nd and August 19th. Children now represent almost a quarter of all new cases. In Alabama, 5 kids are on ventilators. A popular exercise equipment maker getting subpoenaed Friday by 2 federal agencies for injuries associated with its treadmills. Over 70 injuries and a child's death blamed on Peloton's Tread and Tread Plus treadmills. The federal government pushed Peloton to issue a recall of the products in April, but the company refused until changing its mind a month later. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nancy Pelosi among those criticizing the Supreme Court for striking down an eviction moratorium. The House Speaker calls the ruling arbitrary, cruel, and immoral. She says it'll put families on the streets during a serious health threat. 6 of the 9 justices determined the CDC had no authority to issue the moratorium. An infamous assassin could soon be free. Here's Wendy King.
Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert Kennedy in 1968 as he was running for president, was recommended for parole in his 16th hearing before the parole board. It will be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom to decide whether to grant parole. 2 of Robert Kennedy's sons participated in the virtual hearing and voiced support for the parole. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Work continues on finding the cause of a deadly building collapse in Florida. Tim Berg has the latest.
Videos by a team of federal investigators shows more evidence of extensive corrosion and overcrowded concrete reinforcement in a Miami-area condominium that collapsed in June, killing 98 people. The video shows densely packed steel reinforcement in various sections of the building, along with extensive corrosion where one of the columns met the building's foundation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology also announcing it will conduct a 5-pronged investigation into the Champlain Towers South collapse. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.